Are you feeling overwhelmed, burned out? Like life is so crazy busy and it just keeps going without slowing down like anytime soon. And maybe even this is all followed up by shame and guilt because maybe it's not all bad stuff. It could be good stuff even, right? Or you could have had a really hard first few months of the year and you're seeking relief. Either way, girl, I got you, girlfriend. Spend the next few minutes on today's episode with me. This episode is for all of us. Join me as we dig into scripture and find some encouragement for our weary souls. Let's dig in.
Hey friend, welcome to the Abundant Woman Collective podcast. Do you want to grow in your faith and have an intimate relationship with Jesus? Do you wake up with big ambitious goals only to be overwhelmed and frustrated when you're way too busy and forgot to prioritize your time with Him again? Hey, I'm Sam, and I too was someone who craved a deeper relationship but was too busy to make it happen. I felt overwhelmed at trying to fit Him in and wished I could be confident in my faith and identity. I wanted to read the Bible and actually understand what I was reading, but I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the know-how, or the discipline or tools to make it happen. Until I found a little secret to get rid of the Christian checklist. In this podcast, you will find biblical truth, hope-filled conversations with women who are right where you are, and all of the practical tools to implement so that you will be able to deepen your relationship with Jesus. So grab your coffee, Bible, and pen, and let's dig in.
Unfortunately, I'm all too familiar with burnout. We've talked about burnout in business with Candace Jenkins in episode 7 of the podcast, and we talked about starting a Sabbath in episode 68 of the podcast. So we've talked about it a few times. If you haven't listened to those episodes, run, listen to them after this. But there have been a few seasons in my own life where I felt burned out, overwhelmed, or just plain exhausted. One season I could remember was when I was working in the medical field. I worked swing shift and had lots of babies back to back, but there would be multiple days in a row where I wouldn't see Matt because I worked nights and he worked days. But we did what we needed to do to make ends meet. It was the grind that like we were accustomed to. It's what everyone did in the Bay Area. I've had seasons of motherhood where I've just been so tired every day, like my body wasn't functioning, optimized properly, you know? And I love my babies so much and I love being home with them. And sometimes it's hard, just plain hard. And that's okay. My kids are also 18 months apart, so they're close in age. And so we're together all the time and I love it. Then I've also shared stories previously of building a successful marketing business and how I didn't realize how burned out I actually was. I was even physically showing symptoms because I just was so used to like hitting ignore and override. That was just my response, my trauma response. I didn't realize any of that until the Lord called me to lay down the business. And that's where everything sort of revealed itself. And I realized, oh man, I am so burned out. My body's even physically burned out. My spirit, my soul, like all the things. And me and the Lord walked through a season of resting and healing, and these responses aren't normal, Sam. So all good times. There's probably way more stories than that, but those three were the first ones that came to mind for me. What about you? Have you experienced a season of burnout? Are you currently operating in one? What does that look like for you? The beautiful part about walking with the Lord, even in challenging seasons, is that none of it is for waste. I have learned the hard way, but learned it nonetheless, lessons through each of those seasons. He's also used my testimony for this podcast and for speaking and encouraging other women that, hey, there's a better way to do life. There's a better way than being burnt out all the time and overwhelmed just in this constant state of stress. There's God's way. And despite what culture tells you, because they will tell you to work harder. They will tell you to be more successful. They'll tell you to do more, to be more, and maybe they won't flat out say, but their actions will say that burnout is a rite of passage. It's part of the success path, right? They may even tell you, hey, do self-care, take long baths, get massages, do the cold plunge, spend 2 hours on a morning routine, do what makes you happy. Friends, that's crap. I see nowhere in scripture that says work harder, hustle, ignore body cues. You know, I don't see that in scripture. But what I do see, it's Philippians 4:13 where it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I see in 1 Chronicles 16:11, look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. In Jeremiah 31:25, it says, I, he, will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. That's what I see lots of times in scripture. Those do not use your own strength, your own might to do the things. Sam can do it, so I'm going to do it, right? But it's him who gives you strength. It's he who empowers you. Friends, that's counterculture than what we're told today. In our world that we live in, we're told you, do what makes you happy. Keep going, be you. And scripture's saying, y'all, no. I will strengthen you. I will give you purpose. I will do the things for you. I need you to come be with me. Somewhere along the way, we lost the fact that he is our strength. He is our portion. He is our provider. And we put on this identity to work hard and do more. We sing the songs on Sundays that says, Jireh, you're our provider, but we don't walk it out every day in our life. I love you guys. This might sound a little harsh, but it's just true. When really, he wants us to be with him more than he wants us to do things for him. Hear me again. He wants us to be with him more than he wants us to do for him. Now, if you know me, which hopefully you do by now, don't get it twisted, friends. This isn't a prosperity message. This isn't a message saying that you don't need to do anything and it'll just happen. It's all good. You can manifest it. All the things. That's just fine. Just love Jesus and it's good. No, ma'am. There is still work to do. There is still a call in your life that needs to be walked out. But how we work and how we walk it out are what we occur, what like we're dealing with today, what we're talking about here today. It's important for us to know the difference. So let's jump right into the three ways that I've managed to avoid burnout and deepen my relationship with the Lord in the process. So the first one is to prioritize spiritual boundaries and practices. Set aside dedicated time each day for Bible study. Start your day with alone time with the Lord. Make it a habit to wake up and say, good morning, God. What are you doing today? And can I be in it? Starting the day with the Lord in a conversation makes it like easier, I guess is the word, to conversate with him all day long, right? We don't just need to spend 15 minutes praying to God and then like, peace out, dude, we'll see you tomorrow. No, we want to be with the Lord. We want to spend time with him all the time. So if we're driving, if we're cooking, if we're working even, if we're taking a break from, like whatever it is, if you're going to the bathroom, I don't care. We get to talk to the Lord at any point all throughout the day. So start your time alone with the Lord in the Word of God, conversating with him, and then use that all throughout your day. Worship him. Start with one of these. If you don't do any of these, start with just one and eventually incorporate all of them into your day. Make it a priority. A priority means it's important to us, right? So not out of duty, not out of checklist, but out of desire to know him more, for him to be our source, for him to be our strength, for him to deepen our relationship with him, right? Prioritize, this is still under the same one. Some of us, hear me, friends, I love you, need to prioritize saying no to things that are not part of your mission. You, my love, have a specific mission purpose that you are put here on the earth to do. And so that looks different during different seasons. But so many times, especially as women, because we have so many different hats that we just say yes to all the things. Yes, I want to be on the PTA board. Yes, I want to serve at church. Yes, I want to do whatever, whatever. And they don't necessarily always line up with the thing that he has called us to do, right? We fill up our calendar. We cause ourselves unnecessary stress and overwhelm, and then we wonder why we're so overwhelmed. Moms, I'm talking to you here. There is no law that says your kid has to learn an instrument, play a sport, learn Spanish, and go to school. Those are all good things. These are all good things, right? So good. But are they necessary for this season? Are they right? Figure out what your family priorities are. Hang them on the wall as a reminder and stick to them. See if this thing that we want to do aligns with the mission of our family, right? My church servers, my doers, this goes for you too. Don't get me wrong. Please serve in your local church, friends. I am a huge proponent of the local church, small church. I love it. But do it with boundaries. This is coming from a pastor's kid and a church planter who was, you know, like there every time the doors were open and who said yes to all the things, who had 55,000 hats on because I was going to do whatever it took to make things run smoothly, right? Please don't do that. Learn from Sam. You don't need to be there every time the doors are open. You get to serve, and you get to serve where you thrive. If you don't love nursery, don't sign up for nursery. If you love greeting people, sign up for greeting people because that fills your heart and you also are good at it. You're a smiling face when you walk in the front door, right? Learn boundaries, even around saying no for church things, good things. People pleasers, I'm talking to you. Yes sayers, all of y'all, this is your permission slip to figure out what your mission is, what your goal is for your family, for yourself, whatever, and only say yes to the things that align with that in this season. The best yes, which is a great book by Lisa Turkers, but the best yes is sometimes saying no to things that don't align with that. Some of the scriptures that sort of reminded me of this first prompt, which was prioritizing spiritual practices and boundaries. These are some of my favorite scriptures, actually. But in James 4:8, we see that he says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Psalm 1:1-2, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers, but those who delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditate on his law and his word day and night. He says in Psalms again, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And Matthew 6:33, one of our favorite verses, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. None of those say, hey, say yes to everything, burn out say yes until you burn out, right? It says, no, come to me. I will come near to you. Meet with me, please, daughter. Please meet with me. Meditate on my word day and night. Be still. Like, that's so hard for us. Be still and know that I am God. I will take care of it. Seek my kingdom first, my righteousness. I got you, girl, right? Those are all Sam paraphrases, but those aren't things that we sometimes think about every day. So let's jump into number two. Practice self-care with a focus on Jesus. I know I hated on self-care a little bit, but this is different. There's a self-care that's like super indulgent to yourself, right? Self-care. And that can also be like unrealistic depending on the season you're in and the budget you got. And sometimes the idea of self-care can stress you out and it could do the opposite of what it's desired to do, right? This isn't that. Instead, this is self-care with Jesus as the focus. So yes, engage in activities that refresh and rejuvenate your spirit. This could mean going to worship services, participating in like Christian retreats or Christian conferences, spending time in nature, reflecting on the Lord's creation, right? It could also mean being creative, using your hands, making bread, painting, whatever it is. Ask yourself, like, which this was a hard question for me. I had to ask a few months ago, like, what do I actually do for fun? Like, I genuinely just love hanging out with my family and my husband. So that was my answer. But no. What do you like to do by yourself for fun? Not for anyone else, but just for you. What do you enjoy? Huh? These things get us out of the ordinary day-to-day grind and give our mind and body a place to rest. But here's the Jesus part that is the most important part. We're not just doing this to feel good. We're inviting him into it. As you're kneading bread, worship or pray or listen to the Bible. As you're painting, throw on worship music and have the Holy Spirit guide you in your painting, right? Like, invite him into it. Don't do it separately from him. Another thing with practicing self-care is you heard me mention in one of my stories that I was feeling like seeing physical signs of burnout. So it is important, friends, to take care of your physical health, like exercise, rest, a healthy diet, right? Remembering that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And I know like we don't talk about it a lot, but gluttony is a sin and it's something we deal with. And yet so many times the culture will be like, it's fine, just binge Netflix for 36 hours and it's fine. Eat a whole bag of chips while you're doing it and it's fine. I just, you know, that's my life. It's fine. Don't judge me. But whatever that is for you, taking care of our physical health is important. Going for walks with your family, actually sleeping all night and not playing on your phone, eating food that will fuel you. Maybe this looks like starting with eating breakfast if you don't. or eating cleaner food, or taking a walk. Whatever it is for you, again, pick on one thing and then start with that one thing. And again, invite the Lord into it. Invite Him on your walk. Invite Him on your exercise as you're preparing your meals, right? This is hard. This is one that I'm still actively working on because it's hard. But if Jesus is our example, then we see in Mark that He rose very early in the morning while it was still dark. He departed. He went to a desolate place and He prayed. He made alone time with the Father. In John 15, verse 4 and 5, we say, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But friends, apart from me, you can do nothing." These both scriptures are abiding in the Lord. Self-care looks different when we use it as an opportunity to, yes, refresh our body and take care of ourselves, but abide in the Lord, because He is the one who is giving us our strength. He is giving us fruit. We just have to be with Him. Last but not least, if you've been around here for any amount of time, you know that we highly value community around here. So this last one is cultivate a supportive community. That looks like surrounding yourself with fellow believers who encourage and uplift you in your faith. Participate in small groups or Bible studies or prayer circles, or where you can share your struggles, be vulnerable, share your victories, but like in an environment of women that are running after the same thing. We're all trying to deepen our relationship for Jesus. We're not having a prayer gossip circle. We are legitimately interceding on behalf of our friends and family and people, right? Women who are on mission with you. They can even be a great accountability partner to join in on these disciplines or the things that you're going to pick to do with you. They can do it with you, right? If you're not a part of our Facebook group, please go there. The link's below. It's also like Christian women deepening their relationship with Jesus in the Facebook. But we have a great group there, and we pray and we talk and we're going to read scripture. And so there's an online community, but also find in-person community. The second one for cultivating a supportive community is discipleship. Seek out mentors or spiritual advisors who can provide guidance and accountability in your faith walk, in your journey. Having someone to walk alongside you who can offer valuable insights, encourage you, and also help prevent feelings of isolation or overwhelm or burnout. If you have someone from the outside looking in, usually, especially if they're trained in this, they can spot it for you, which it's so much harder for us to spot, right? You don't have to do life alone, and you don't have to do any of this alone. If you're interested in discipleship online, then head to theabundantwoman.co/discipleship to sign up for our upcoming 7-week discipleship program. But I would also encourage you to find someone in person as well to do life with, whether it's a friend, same age, or someone. I would love for you to find someone older than you who can mentor you and disciple you, and she's a season ahead, so she can help you with all the things in life, right? Discipleship, community, they are huge and they are important for preventing burnout and preventing overwhelm and not doing life alone. In Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25, it says, "Let us consider how we might spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." The funny thing about this list, friends, is these three things are hard. They aren't new. They are biblical. They'll take effort. They'll take you prioritizing them, and they'll take discipline. But what is holding you back from resting in His presence? Is there something that is making you choose, I need to do all the things versus be with the Lord, right? The Mary Martha situation. Sometimes that can be something that was said to you and you've adopted as your identity. Like, you're not good enough, so now I'm going to work so hard to be good enough, right? Or sometimes it can be something that was done to you and this is your trauma response. Or it can even just be how we feel like we were wired. I'm a go-getter, I'm a doer, right? But as you're processing these three tips and figuring out how and what do I start with, Make sure that God is at the center of it. Talk to God first and then process. Process with God. Ask Him to show you what He wants for you. Lord, I feel convicted. I repent for being a doer. I repent for doing instead of being, right? However you want to talk to the Lord, but repent and say sorry and then ask Him, hey, God, can you please help me figure this out? Which one would you like me to prioritize? How would you like me to do this? And then ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, can you reveal areas of my life that overwhelm, burnout, doing is possibly tied to something deeper? Lord, can you show me that so we can deal with that and process it together? Friends, burnout is not your birthright. You do not have to live a life that is overwhelmed and you're exhausted and you're physically tired and you're burned out all the time. That's not how the Lord desired us or made us to be. And so today is the day, as you're finishing this episode, that you get to choose, you know what? I'm done with that. I'm done with the doing the things the world's way. I'm done with constantly being exhausted. It's time to reevaluate my priorities. It's time to put the Lord at the center of my list, or center of my world, not list, but sure, center of my world, and have all of my actions reflect that I'm going to abide in the Lord versus do the things for Him. This is the day that you get to choose that. And so I am praying for you. If you have any questions, if you need more encouragement, you are always more than welcome to please message me on Instagram or even send me an email and just say, hey, Sam, I'm struggling. Girl, I will pray for you and voice memo you. I got you. Take today to be the day that you choose overwhelm and burnout is not my birthright. And I'm going to choose to walk as a daughter of the King who surrendered and abide to the Lord. I can't wait.
Friend, I hope you were blessed by this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before you go, quick things. One, can you follow us on social? I would love to get social with you. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube all have the username Abundant Woman Co. Come say hi. Also, we have a free Facebook community that has women just like you building community, going after Jesus, and just making connections. Come join us there. I can't wait to meet you. And last, I would love if you could screenshot this episode and share it on your socials for a chance to be featured. Until next time.